This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jeannie McMacken reporting on Jefferson County Government and Commissioner Heidi Eisenhower for Tuesday, August 10th. During the last 7 months, while the rest of us were in pandemic mode, Port Hadlock and Irondale resident Heidi Eisenhower was in full tilt action mode. She took her seat as District 2 County Commissioner in January, following in the footsteps of David Sullivan, who held the post for 16 years. She found herself catapulted into a job that required her to pivot quickly, to learn the ropes, work with two new colleagues, make some tough decisions, and respond to her constituents, all at a distance and behind a mask, zooming along. And then there was her broken fibula. Talk about trial by fire. As the self-proclaimed new girl, Eisenhower said she's been feeling like she's been drinking from a fire hose. This, she said, is her new normal. Just when she thought the pandemic was beginning to retract, last month a new round of restrictions were issued for county staff that includes masking and distancing. Self-described as a hugger, this virus has impacted her personal style. COVID-19 is terrible, but oddly, an upside result has been an increase in sales tax revenues. Hotel-motel taxes have been doing quite well. This has allowed the county to award supplemental lodging tax advisory committee grants for businesses that need more funding for marketing. Tourism has been very good for Jefferson. Eisenhower's experiences have taught her that life is temporary. She said commissioners make one decision 1 week and may have to remake that decision the next. There's that pivot thing again. The housing crisis concerns her, not only for the homeless in the community, but also for the workforce. There are many job vacancies in Jefferson County, at the hospital, at the Chimicum Corner Farm Stand, Finn River, at restaurants and shops. Good wages for all, but not many applicants. The county alone has over 24 open positions. The transitions are due mostly to retirements, long-term mid- and senior-level employees with critical institutional knowledge are leaving. She and her commissioner colleagues are focused on updating employment policies. They're taking a hard look at salaries by creating incentives to keep the team that's there intact and being bold enough to find some fresh blood from the outside to enhance the county brain trust. Eisenhower sits on 26 different committees, among her favorites, Park and Recs, and the Solid Waste Advisory Committee. She admits there are not enough hours in the day or minutes in an hour. She said the diversity of the thousands of things she encounters is remarkable and finds herself reading 300 documents as homework for board meetings while doing laundry on Sundays. The county's biggest infrastructure project is the Port Hadlock Sewer, projected to lie just a block and a half from her property line. She says if it's expanded, she'll sign up. Over the last 2 months, Eisenhower has met individually with 30 or so landowners inside the Phase 1 sewer boundary, those who own one lot or those who own big chunks, from the back of the school to the library to the folks who own the land the QFC is on to Bayside Housing and the old alcohol plant. She reports that people are excited about the sewer. A lot of them have been saying they've been waiting for it for decades. She admits only a few people have expressed concerns like, "I just put in a new septic system, so I'm not sure I want to hook up." She points out that not one single person in the Phase 1 boundary has said that they don't want the sewer. She's met with people who previously said they didn't want it, and now they're supportive. It will be affordable for folks, which was always a big question in people's minds. Funded at over $20 million in the last legislative session, the money has to be used by 2024, which means the timeline to get it built is tight. Eisenhower wants to work on zoning in Port Hadlock, too. She'd like to see some multi-use opportunities in commercial areas, like businesses below with residential units above. And there is interest by apartment owners who want to develop more affordable housing developments. She nixes the concept of big box stores coming to Port Hadlock, saying parcels in Phase 1 aren't large enough to handle them. Eisenhower said she doesn't have a crystal ball for how we're going to get through the next 2 years, but thinks Jefferson has the right team of resourceful, collaborative people to take us across the finish line. And then there's always that pivot. Today's news segment was written by me. I'm Jeannie McMacken. Thank you for listening.